be a fantastic thing. Just a little thing to think of. Listen to this story now. You got this now? Now, the question... All right, here, bring it in. At All Souls Memorial Episcopal Church, a cathedral in Connecticut Avenue's northwest, Reverend Joseph Witkowski of Pittsburgh put 60 people into a hypnotic trance that left them conscious but inanimate. The demonstration by the Reverend, the author of the pastoral use of hypnotic technique, was in a small darkened auditorium. The audience, composed of all age groups, was briefed on conditioned reflex therapy, creation of new habits through hypnotic suggestion. The only props were 8 illuminated stars hanging from the draperies and a tape recording of Canon Witkowski's voice, which began, "Please do as you are told. These exercises have been developed to cultivate the conditioned reflex for deep habits in our personalities and to bring you success and happiness. Make yourself comfortable. Close your eyes. As you begin to relax, you will sharpen your ability to accept constructive suggestion. Notice your progressive relaxation. Now, inhale in, breathe deeper, and deeper still. You are growing relaxed. Eventually, you will associate relaxation with exhalation. Exhale, breathe in. Exhale, breathe in. Soft, barely discernible music began to accompany the pleasant sounding, easy paced voice, which continued, "Now, open your eyes and continue to listen. Concentrate your visual attention upon the star. It is a wonderful symbol directly identified with our Lord. Give your undivided attention. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. To the star. Stare steadily. Look at it. Do not take your eyes away. Inhale deeply. Exhale. There. Command yourself to relax thoroughly. Henceforth, tell yourself to relax upon exhaling. Every time you exhale, relax. Observe your calm feeling and experience your inner peace. Exhale. Inhale. Now your legs feel limp, numb. very numb and relaxed. Your legs are heavy, very heavy, like lead and numb. Your body is becoming numb and quite limp. Your arms are floating, just floating above your head like water. You are feeling satisfied. You appear to be flying or sleeping on a cloud. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Everyone was still. 35 minutes of the 50-minute demonstration had elapsed. The audience had physically changed. Eyes were relaxed. Hands rested lightly upon laps. Legs were outstretched. 5 persons gave an appearance of deep sleep. The others were completely relaxed, entranced. The canon continued. You have a growing ability to listen to others, absorb their suggestions. Yes, the Lord does not wish you to hate the world which He made. Exhale. Inhale. Breathe deeply. God expects you to reach a measure of happiness and success in this life. You will be successful. Inhale, exhale. When you seek a good, believe that God is giving as you are asking. Your desire for happiness is good. Let yourself drift into your happy state of relaxation. Exhale. Let these ideas go deeply into your subconscious. Exhale. Inhale. Yes, you will be successful and happy. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, exhale. The canon's voice had progressively slowed down. The canon assured the people their experience with exercise a growing control over the behavior and give them increased confidence. And then, proceeding to awaken the audience, the canon concluded, I will now count from 1 to 5. 1. When your eyes open, you will feel wonderful and refreshed. 2, you are beginning to awake. 3, you can now open your eyes. You feel alert. 4, notice how relaxed you feel. 5, you are now awake. And how wonderful you feel. The audience, you notice they don't call them a congregation in the article. The audience gradually blinked its eyes. They stretched and yawned and headed for the refreshment table. Now, how about that for a front page story? That was way back on page 74 of the Washington Post.